Good morning and welcome. Did everybody see that moon last night? And how about that sunrise this morning? And it came up where I live. It came up, well, and it should be at the same place where you live. It came up in exactly the same spot in the sky. I thought that was amazing that both the sun and the moon were in harmony for us. Something that God gives us each and every day. The sun comes up, the moon comes up. We get rain when we need it. We hope. So, oh, hope. That was a segue. And I didn't even mean. Welcome to Music Sunday, everyone. As you all know, about once a year in the past, we've had a Sunday that's been devoted to only music. The music itself is the sermon. There is no message. We give the pastors a day off, and we let the Lord's Spirit fill us with music. And today we are... our goal is that the music also fills us with hope. So our theme is hope, and so you'll see in some of the songs that are being sung that the word hope is in there, and it really comes down to that hope that we have from our belief in God and our belief in Jesus. So for a call to worship, I'd just like to read something. The Spirit is coming to bless us all with a new song. Let our joy be complete, gifts for the good of all, poured out onto all to teach us a new song. Love one another. Strangers and neighbors, foreigners and family will join in the new song. No longer servants, but friends. Come, let our worship make joyful noise, rejoicing in the friendship of God and the hope this gives us. Now, if you'll rise for our first hymn this morning, come let us all unite to sing, and we're going to be singing out of the Brown hymnal for part of the morning, 528.
Thank you.
welcome again. Isn't it wonderful to have the organ fill the sanctuary with music? Thank you so much, Peter. You'll notice that our bulletin is not quite the same way as our bulletin is normally, and that's because poor Leanna's computer crashed. So in the theme of hope, let's hope it gets fixed soon so that she can fill out or have more announcements in it than what are in there today. So what I will do is I'll just ask, are there any specific announcements that anybody needs to bring to anybody's attention this morning? And I should also ask, are there any guests in our midst this morning that need to be? Anyone else? If not, we will go into a moment of prayer. If you could bow your heads, please. We thank you, O God, that you have given us enduring hope, one which cannot disappoint us or mislead us. We thank you that through faith in you and in your Son, Jesus Christ, you enter into every believing heart and make new lives that have been torn asunder by the darkness of this world. We pray today, O God, that those believers who are asleep may awake and know that salvation is nearer now than when they first believed. Help them and us to lay aside the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light that you bestow upon those who actively seek you day by day. Grant that their faith and ours may be fully alive. We ask all of this of you, O God, knowing that you are our hope and our salvation, a very present help in times of trouble, and the one whose purpose is to grant a new and abundant life to us and our world. Praise be your name. Amen. Now, if I could have the children come up for a children's story, please. This is the most nervous time for me when I do the children's story, and I'd like the children to listen for just a second before I come down. I personally believe that these children are the most important people in the sanctuary. So that's why this is always a little nerve-wracking. I got a red light. There we go. All right. Sorry about all the noise, folks. So good morning, most important people. So we are talking with the congregation. We're talking about hope today. So, can you tell me some of the things that you hope for? Sunny days, yeah. How about feeling better? I know Rhea wasn't feeling 100% this morning. So we hope to feel better. How about when you go on a school field trip, do you hope to sit next to your best friend in the bus? Yeah. That's something I always used to hope for when I was in school. What are some of the other things that we hope for? Hope not to die. Hey, that's a good one. You're jumping ahead. Jumping ahead. That's fine. How about I hope that my turkey is going to be cooked nicely today? Yeah, because I've got a whole bunch of people coming over for Thanksgiving dinner. So I hope that my turkey is done well. How about I hope that I get to have ice cream for dessert? All those wonderful little things that we hope for in life. But really what we're talking about today in church isn't those kind of hopes. Those are sort of wishes, and if they come true, it's nice, but if they don't come true, it's going to be okay. Like if my turkey doesn't turn out 100%, people aren't going to go hungry. But really what we're talking about is the hope that we get when we believe in Jesus. And what was it that, Rhea, you said? We hope we don't die? Yeah. So who knows John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not die, but have everlasting life. And that's a very, very simple promise that God has given us. And because of that promise, that's why we all have hope as Christians. All right. So, you see, I have my guitar. You going to stand up? And you're going to sing. You're going to sing "The Lord Loves Me." And you know what? I'll bet there's some people in the congregation that knows how to sing this song too. So everybody join us, please, if you know this. Well, you should know it anyway.
Savior I shall be led. The Lord loves me, and oh, what a wonder I see. A rainbow shines through my window, the Lord loves me.
All right. Thank you so much. You can get to, you go to your classes now. You don't know, you'll find out.
Now Betty will be reading our scripture.
Good morning. We decided as a choir we wanted to see what was going on too during the service. So, you know, make a little bit of noise and move around a bit. It's all good. So our scripture reading today is from Romans 5, 1 to 6. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace, in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
Nummer eins. Number one.
Jeff said we could say something about the songs that we've chosen. And, well, I didn't give Judy any choice. I basically chose them. And she's my hanger-on today. The first one is prayer. And the choir learned to sing that way back when David Matthews was our choir director. And the first time we sang this song, I looked at the words and the music, and the words upset me so much because of a certain situation in my life that I actually walked out of the choir and went home crying. And the words are a message in itself, but I think there is, even if there's just one line that says, you know, give us hope, the whole song is about hope and about what I would like to be able to be in my life, and I think what everyone would like to be. And that was why I chose this song. It's a lovely memory. The second one is Be Still and Know. And that's a new song for Judy and I, but I think the words are also very resonate with all of us. I certainly have a hard time being still sometimes, to just listen and wait. It's very hard. And the last song, it speaks for itself. My Life Flows On. That is for Nick and Linda and Judy, myself and Howard, one of our theme songs. And it's hard not to go through life without wanting to continue to sing. It gives hope too. Do you want to come and sing, Nick, Linda? Okay. Sing with your heart then.
My life flows on in endless song of offers lamentation. I catch the sweet, though far off hymn that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm while to that rock I'm clinging, since love is Lord of heaven and earth. How can I keep from singing? Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear that music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? What though my joys and comforts die, the Lord my Savior liveth. What though the darkness gather round, songs in the night he giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? The peace of Christ makes fresh my heart, a fountain ever springing. All things are mine since I am His. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?
Just one little thing I had forgotten because I had on the announcements on my other computer. Tim and Steph are in Edmonton this weekend. Her grandparents flew them out as a surprise gift for her parents' 25th wedding anniversary. So they're in Edmonton. So please pray for a safe trip home for them. They are back, I believe it's tomorrow.
Jesus, what a beautiful name. Son of God, Son of Man, Lamb that was slain. Joy and peace, strength and hope, grace that blows all fear away. Jesus, what a beautiful name. Jesus, what a beautiful name. Truth revealed, my future sealed, healed my pain. Love and freedom, life and voice, grace that blows all fear away. Jesus, what a beautiful name. Jesus, what a beautiful name. Rescued my soul, my stronghold, lifts me from shame.
The words that we're, or words of the songs that we're singing are in your bulletin. I'll start with Faithful One. We sing it through twice and then the ending. So please join us.
Faithful One, so unchanging, ageless One, you're my rock of peace, Lord of all, I depend on you. I call out to you again and again. I call out to you again and again. You are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is the anchor. My hope is in you alone. To you again and again, I call out to you again and again. You are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me
strength, all
is in you, Lord, in you, it's in you. My life is in you, Lord, my strength is in you, Lord, my hope is in you, Lord, in you, it's in you, in you.
And for our last song, we're going to sing Circle of God's People. It's also in your bulletin. We didn't post it in the order of service because we didn't know for sure how long everybody else would be, so we're going to add one more song.
We're the circle of God's people, arms held outstretched. Come join and be part of the song, one voice, one hope. We're part of the new creation, God's plan for peace. Welcoming in the last and least, the circle's open. God's Spirit holds us up and gathers us to new community, working around and in and through us to rebuild our unity. God's Spirit holds us up and gathers us to new community, working around and in and through us to rebuild our unity. Together join to spread the joy God's people share of the good news. God is here, God's listening. God's Spirit holds us up and gathers us to new community, working around and in and through us to rebuild our unity. God's Spirit holds us up and gathers us to new community, working around and in and through us to rebuild our unity. We're the circle of God's people, arms held outstretched. Come join and be part of the song, one voice, one hope.
So, I'd like us to thank those who participated in today's service. A round of applause is certainly allowed. A special shout out to Trudy, who you saw was accompanying almost everybody, and thank you so much, Peter, for joining us and the other participants. I really appreciate the time and effort that everybody put into making today's service meaningful. I'm going to do something a little different with the benediction. I'd like you to turn in your blue hymnals, please. 772. Normally, the pastor or the worship leader says this to you. And I'd like you to all join me in saying this to each other. So 772 in the blue hymnal. May God bless and keep you. May the very face of God shine on you and be gracious to you. May God's presence embrace you and give you peace. Amen. Now you get to change hymnals. Go back to the brown one. My hope is built on nothing less, number 558.